Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
To Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by David Lenegas, who's chairman at Vynance. How are you today, David?
Yeah, good morning, Zach. I'm really good. A bit cloudy here in the UK, I see, but sometimes I'd rather be in warmer climes, but carry on.
Right. I saw you ringing the bell very recently on the main market, this London Stock Exchange. Big fanfare, big excitement. And I suppose, given that you're in the crypto area, even more of an achievement because, you know, the stock market's a bit traditional, a bit snooty, and doesn't like anything too dynamic or new.
Look, so let's address that horrible word crypto. Bitcoin is not crypto. Crypto is still, in my mind, a bit of a Ponzi scheme. You know, there's not a lot backing it. Bitcoin, I think, has become beyond that, particularly when you look at what's happened in the US with the SEC and their approval of ETFs, not only in which has sort of led to ETFs against Bitcoin with respect to Australia, Hong Kong, and a number of other countries. There are a number of countries using crypto Bitcoin as currency reserves. There's a lot of chitter-chatter that the United States may, in fact, do a strategic Bitcoin reserve. And even the likes of BlackRock are now calling this a proper asset class. So Bitcoin is different. And if we were just a crypto player into DeFi and all those things, I don't think we would have had a hell of a chance moving to the London Stock Exchange main board. The beauty about what we have is we just focus on Bitcoin, and I think Bitcoin is becoming recognized now as mainstream.
And so, I mean, it's interesting, I suppose, that if gold went from $2,000 to $100,000, there'd be quite a lot of excitement over that. But in a way, Bitcoin's got to $100,000 without as much fanfare as you might have expected. If somebody had said, you know, 5 years ago, 8 years ago, it's going to be 100,000.
Yeah, but okay, so that's a very interesting point, Zach. That's what the market here says. If you live in America and Canada and a number of other countries around the world, Bitcoin is really mainstream, and there is a lot of excitement, and there's a lot of knowledge base about it. Over 50 million Americans actually own Bitcoin right now. I don't know what the number is in Canada. I think the proportion's even higher on a per capita basis. The issue is here, people don't understand it as much as they do in North America. And that's the opportunity. And I think that makes us quite unique here on the London Stock Exchange, is that we're the only pure Bitcoin miner listed on London. Argo Blockchain led the way, but they're not really a pure Bitcoin miner. They're more of a computer technology company that morphed into mining Bitcoin, that sadly got into a bit of trouble because they had too much debt, and you know the Bitcoin price moved against them and the price of debt went up. You know, I hope they get themselves out of the trouble. I see that there's a news release out from them this morning that says they've got till July to sort out their NASDAQ compliance. Maybe there's something we can do with them. I don't know, to help them. I got no idea. I wish them well. Because they sort of front run the whole concept of Bitcoin here on the London Stock Exchange for us.
I suppose you could learn from their mistakes, but I think the other point, which is relevant maybe to Bitcoin, is that you know you've got companies like MicroStrategy, and they seem to be just you know 1 + 1 = 5. They've done very well. How exposed, and you know obviously that's going very well because Bitcoin's going up, but how exposed are you in terms of the Bitcoin price? And which I'm sure you know people would be, you know, if Bitcoin halved overnight, what would happen to Vynance?
Right. We would be in a very good position because we don't have any debt. We're unashamedly debt-free. And it's very interesting your comment about Argo about a minute ago. Jeremy Edelman and I, we've done some successful things in the past. We said, how do we create another Argo blockchain for London that is a different model that makes it more risk-averse? And that's why we came up with the model of we just want to own the Bitcoin miners. We want to own the computers. We want to be diversified. We want to be as risk-free as possible. We don't want to own data centers because data centers, now you're owning infrastructure. Now you've got power utility contracts, employees, state taxes, all those things. We just want to own the Bitcoin miners. So right now we've got Bitcoin miners in Labrador, Iowa, Indiana, Texas, Nebraska. And if you said to me, Dave, what would you like to see for Binance, in the next 2 to 3 years? I would like to sit down in 2, 3 years and say, Zach, I achieved the aims of what we're looking at, and I would like to be in 40 to 50 North American states, Canada and the United States, with 300 to 500 miners in each of them, and operating through 20 to 40 independent mining hosts. Remain debt free and see the Bitcoin price in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's the model we're working on.
So it's to scale up, but without leverage and without debt.
Zero debt. We want to stay away from debt. Now, going back to your comment about MicroStrategy and Michael Saylor, wow, what an effort he's put together. And he's now NASDAQ 100. But as he rightly says, if you buy a iShare, the BlackRock spot ETF, you've got a one-dimensional investment institutionally or high net worth or whatever into the Bitcoin space. If you look at MicroStrategy, you can borrow against his stock, you can margin, you can option trade it, you can get the leverage through him because he's listed on a premier stock exchange. And therefore, if you want to play the margin leverage game, look at his shares as opposed to just buying the spot ETF. And what Jeremy and I would like to do, for Binance going forward, because we're now on the most amazing listed platform, which is the full London Stock Exchange main board, is we would like to represent ourselves here in London and also in Europe as a pure Bitcoin play that holds Bitcoin. We'd like to look at investing in things like the iShare and the Fidelity ETFs and all those sorts of things, and also mine Bitcoin as one of our core fundamental focuses of business. Because I think as we grow and become a strategic Bitcoin reserve, we need to understand the dynamics of supply and demand of Bitcoin with respect to mining. So that's where I'd like to take the company over the coming years, and to be listed on the London Stock Exchange really does give us a privileged platform to grow from.
How much can you scale up? Because obviously, if you don't assume
We
debt,
can scale
there is difficult transition.
up beyond imagination. I mean, we've done it slowly to date because we've been constrained by capital, because it is quite difficult to raise money when you're ACWIS listed. But we've had some phenomenal support from our shareholders and brokers to get to where we are. But what the 18 to 20 months has proven to us is that our model works and it is highly scalable. So if I raise $10 million institutionally or £10 million, I would put $5 million towards Bitcoin miner expansion. I would put the balance into holding Bitcoin and Bitcoin related pure assets. If I raised $100 million, then I'd absolutely invest pretty much on the same percentage formula. So it's pretty scalable on the formula that we've got.
And are you looking for investors from, the US? You said that, that's the market where
Well, no,
people
we
operate.
had some US investors in the last financing that put us into the IPO that put us onto the main board. We had a fund manager from New York participate. We were looking for a couple of fund managers from the UK, but we didn't quite get any. Absolutely. I mean, we're listed on the London Stock Exchange. We can take funds now from institutions anywhere in the world.
Right, and
And
so
because we're a North American, Zach, because we're a North American miner, we see some really good support coming from the United States for us. And being listed on the London Stock Exchange main board gives us huge credibility with some of these big, US institutions. I mean, last night, I mean, out of the blue, I mean, we've got a full DTC traded platform over in the United States on OTCQB. The ticker symbol there is VINZF, VINZF, as they say in the States. I mean, I think we traded six or seven trades and up 33% in America. And I mean, they found us. I mean, maybe we get a huge lead from volume and liquidity here, driven by the United States. Don't know. We'll have to find out.
So finally, I mean, in terms of the news flow over the near term, it'll be about building up capacity.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can build up capacity of miners with the latest kit into slots in all of the areas that we're working at the moment. Now that we're listed, we've reached out to our hosting partners in Labrador in Canada, in Indiana, Iowa, Nebraska, Texas, you name it. They've all got space, they've all got computers available for us. So yeah, so the focus for us in the coming weeks and months will be to grow the platform. I'd like to be at 1,000 Bitcoin miners as quickly as possible, and then grow into the thousands. So yeah, that's sort of where we sit at the moment. Yeah. So there's lots of news and lots of growth news. And it's easier when the Bitcoin price is moving because people sort of want to look at you, which is good.
David Lenegas, Chairman at Binance, thank you very much indeed.
Pleasure.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.